Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, beloved. This is Rose Dallas Praise, a.k.a. Adaya Praise. I just want to say, what a mighty, awesome Elohim we serve. The song says, angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty Elohim we serve. Beloved, here in South Florida, we are under a hurricane warning, and it's with that knowledge here in my war room and prayer room, and I felt encouraged to share a word and to remind us to stop and to pray, and knowing, beloved, that the one who we pray to, the one whom we believe in, that all authority and power he gave to Yahushua, our Messiah, and Yahushua himself gave his believers, his followers, the authority that we could speak to mountains and they be moved. Beloved, I truly, sincerely believe that whatever we believe in the spiritual, it manifests in the physical, not by your doing alone, but of course by the power of Father Yah. So with that, I just want to say, Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for the opportunity that I have to be here on the radio, Blog Talk Radio, and I just pray that you will just, whomever may hear this broadcast, that you'll just encourage them, Father. And may we be encouraged, Father, as we hear and see what manifests in these next days. But my sincere prayer and my sincere belief is that this hurricane will die out, weaken, and just go out to sea. Okay, that is my sincere prayer and belief. Beloved, I pray that you will agree with me in prayer, because again, we serve one who is able, who is mighty to save. But there's a word I want to share with you. And this word I had received, I was 23 years of age. It was September 11th, 2001. And you and I both know what happened on that day. But as a young single mom with my now 15-year-old son, when I had that terrible news, only knew then to turn to the word of Yah. And when I turned to the word of Yah, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 25 through 26, spoke to my heart, and this is what it says: do not be afraid of sudden terror, nor of trouble from the wicked when it comes. For Yah will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. So, would you consider a hurricane to be a sudden terror? To me, it is, because it's like we're waiting for it to come upon us. But I rebuke even that statement that I just said, in the name of Yahushua, our Amashiach, because this thing shall not come upon us. That's what we ought to say. That's what we ought to believe as believers and children of the Most High, that this storm, this hurricane, will not come upon us. It will not come nigh your dwelling. It will not affect us. And again, my sincere prayer is that it dies out. So, again, I'm using another translation, Proverbs 3:25-26, the names of Elohim Bible. And it says, do not be afraid of sudden terror or of the destruction of wicked people when it comes. Yahweh will be your confidence. He will keep your foot from getting caught. And beloved, Yahweh means the Sling on. That's who I pray to. That's who I'm believing that it's going to move on our behalf. Beloved, let us cry out to Father Yah. He loves us, He hears us, He sees us, He knows us, He cares about us. He says He knows the very number of hair on our head. And this is who, beloved, we should have our hope and our confidence in. And we should respect the authorities according to what measures need to be done during and after a hurricane. Let's say before, during, and after a hurricane. Because of children of Yah, we're called to respect the laws of the land. And we to operate in wisdom where we are taking care of the things that we need to take care of to be prepared for whatever a hurricane may bring. But again, let us agree in prayer, beloved. Let us agree in the name of Yahushua, our Amashiach. Let us agree that the Father's desire is not that we should perish. The Father, may your will be done. And may you remove fear from hearts this morning. May you remove a feeling of weariness. And you commanded, just as you commanded Joshua, to be strong and courageous. May we take on that word and be strong and courageous. May your Ruach, your spirit, move upon the waters. May your spirit move and just carry that hurricane. Just destroy it. Just kill that hurricane. I truly believe that all power and all glory belong to you. So, beloved, pray with me. Let us pray one for another. But if it's the Father's will that this hurricane should come and affect us in any way, it is my sincere prayer that the damage is not devastating. It's my sincere prayer that there be no lives lost, no casualties. It is my sincere prayer that we be covered under the blood of Yahushua, our Amashiach. The Father, I thank you for this word. You tell your children, do not be afraid of sudden terror. Let our confidence be in you, O Yah. Let our confidence be in you. In every spirit that is not of you, Father, we just bind that right now. In the name of Yahushua, or Amashiach, we bind every spirit that is not of you. And we bind every spirit, Father, that is not of you. According to Matthew 18, verse 18, that says, whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. And whatever we loose on earth is loose in heaven. So, Father, loose a spirit of peace upon your people, upon your children. And as we call upon your name, as we cry out to you, Father, I pray that you will hear our prayers and you will save us, Father, that you will save us. To cover our homes and cover our beings, I pray, Father, as I'm going to end the call, I'm reminded of Noah. The story of Noah, and you can find that account of Noah and his family as Noah had founded favor in Father Yahweh's eyes as being righteous and upright. And he and his family entered the ark, and we know the story. But if you don't know the story, you're welcome to get a Bible, and you can go to Genesis chapter 6. reading up to verse 8 and some of verse 9, you'll get the account of Noah and how he was commanded, he was instructed to build an ark that would host him and his family and the animals that Yahweh had already chosen to be saved, and how the rains came and fell for 40 days and 40 nights while Noah and his wife and the sons and their wives were on the ark, and that they were in the ark for over a year, the word says. And Father Yahweh, when they went in the ark, I focused on this point just the Sabbath that went by, and it said that Father Yahweh, he shut the door of the ark when Noah and all the animals and his family went in. So it is my sincere prayer that our doors, our windows, will be shut and sealed by Father Yah. And that he will set his angels round about to protect us from any form of terror, any form of destruction. I truly believe he's able to do above and beyond anything that we could ask or desire. So, Father, we just say thank you for covering us under the blood of Yahushua. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for sending Yahushua, who knew no sin, to die in our place so that we can call upon your name, so that we could praise you, so that we could bring honor and glory to your name. And Father, forgive us when we fall short of that. Forgive us, please, and restore us again, Father, and cause our face to shine. But in finishing, beloved, remember the proverb. Do not be afraid of sudden terror. Do not be afraid of the hurricane. Do not be afraid of tornadoes. Do not be afraid, beloved. But wherever you are, and whatever storm you may be facing, here we are facing the hurricane warning for South Florida. Just know that Father Yah is able. He's able to do above and beyond all that we could ever ask or imagine. So I thank you for listening to Heda Yah Pray. By sincere blessing that Father Yah will bless you and keep you, and cause his face to shine upon you and give you his peace. So be prepared, stay safe, and listen to the authorities. And above all things, let us put on the full armor of Yah, and let us pray with all kinds of prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah.